Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. The Rangers have activated Jonathan Hernandez from the 15-day injured list and optioned Owen White back to AAA. He did not appear for the club. I know he was here, but did not actually pitch for the club. And we're actually going to talk about the Rangers, I guess, in a roundabout way. Here is my initial pitch, and I'll allow Corey to change it. Outside of the Rangers, why does every other DFW team seem to start the playoffs so slowly?
We're cursed, Mike. I think you can understand this, seeing as once the Rangers won the World Series, which had never happened in the history of sports, all right? The Texas Rangers had never won the World Series until this year.
The Rangers had won the Cup, though.
That's true. That is, but it's true. Two different Rangers. Oh. The once Gaylord that happened, and Reggie, this is much like your theory on ghosts. How ghosts? Why do we always restrict ghosts to whatever room they died in,
that's
or
right,
whatever house they died in?
Why they can go through interior walls, but not exterior walls. What's the deal with that?
So this curse is very restricted to the DFW area and our sports teams. Rangers win the World Series because somebody said, "Dear God, if you let the Rangers win, I'll never ask for another championship." And God said, "All right, I'll take you up on that," or baseball gods or whatever. And so they all agreed. And so now what's happened since then, Kevin, the Cowboys in the first half were miserable of their first playoff game since the Rangers World Series. In the first game for the Mavericks since the Rangers won the World Series, Luka Doncic and the Mavericks were miserable. And the Stars did not look very good at all last night.
That's true.
So our sports teams are cursed. 877-881-1053. Do you accept the curse because you got a World Series? The answer is yes.
Okay. I just have a few questions about this.
Mike agrees.
Okay.
I accept.
Does poor shooting fall under the curse?
Yes.
Poor communication between the defenseman and the goalie that fall under curse?
Did you lose?
You did. Hold on.
Part of the curse.
Any loss is just, we chalk it up to curse.
All these losses have been miserable.
If the Stars and Mavs lose in round one, like they lose the series, we're cursed.
Yeah. Kevin,
okay.
Think about this. All three of
your teams.
The Cowboys
are cursed, but they've intentionally put the curse on
themselves. They kind of did that.
I don't know who put the curse on the Mavs and the Stars.
Sounds like Corey.
Rangers fans, whenever they said, please,
God. The fans?
Please, sports gods, let us win this World Series. We won't worry about the other teams.
Yeah.
That was the way that it all went.
The Jones family cursed the Cowboys. We know that.
Just think about it. Like that Packers game.
I want you to ask that question to Steve.
That Packers game was terrible, dude. The first half, except for, I guess, Dak was great. Is that what you said? The stats were really good for Dak?
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had good stats, and they just ran out of time
for
Dak.
Now, the question is, Kevin, can the Stars and Mavericks recover from that? Because the Cowboys, they were able to recover. They just ran out of time. All right?
No, they didn't.
I think we saw the truth on that. At the end of the game, they were close.
That game could have been 12 quarters long. You still would have lost.
You guys
would
were
it still
here.
Be quarters if there were 12 of them?
That's a fair point.
Y'all took phone calls, and one of the callers said they just ran out of time. All right? The Mavericks and Stars have plenty of time, unless we need an 8-game series.
I mean, I do hope this tonight for the Mavericks is that somehow they figured something out in blowout basketball that really works. I don't think the Clippers were giving their 100% effort when they were up by 32 points going into the fourth quarter or whatever it was. But okay, you did start playing better.
I didn't think I would buy into this, but I have a question, and maybe I will buy into
the 903. Yes, because the day after we won the World Series was the greatest day ever on The Fan. That was the best radio in the history of radio the day after.
November 2nd,
everybody 2024. Accepts this. We're perfectly okay with it, Kevin, because we got the damn World Series.
I agree with that.
And it's balanced the world. Out everything.
Think about it. The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's a bowl.
The NBA championship?
Really, the NBA finals.
They really college
the
football.
The Stanley
that
Cup.
One.
Once again, what do I want? Cup's even smaller than a bowl.
Yeah.
And then what else can you win here? What does
the
FC Dallas cup. Win?
Yeah. The Supporters Cup.
The Jockstrap Award
mm-hmm.
with holes in it. It can't even hold anything.
Here's where I might buy in with you.
We won the whole world.
Because I think this feeds oddly into the curse of the Rangers. What did the Rangers...
They got a roof.
The Rangers didn't lose at all on the road, right?
Absolutely not.
So the sports gods punished us. In the NFL, wild card weekend, every single team that was a home team won, except for... the Dallas Cowboys, so 5-1.
That was the first part of the curse.
In the NBA and the NHL playoffs, and this is astonishing.
But the Packers went on a run and won the whole thing.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
What happened the next week, though?
They lost.
Well, it happens.
To the team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they lost the Super
Bowl. But that team lost the Super Bowl.
Too, yeah, so what, yeah. What can you do? You can just run it back.
Just
and
try
go
it again,
all in and
with less players.
Just, yeah, you go all in, I think, by releasing players.
But this is, I get it, Cowboys bad. I think I might be convinced because of this.
Okay.
In game one of the NBA and NHL series.
Oh, jeez.
Serie A. The home teams went 15-1 in game one. 15-1.
Who lost?
The Stars.
Ooh. What?
Got so,
it. And it. I know it was 4-3, but it didn't feel that close being there.
So because the Rangers never lost on the road,
it feels very weird.
The sports gods are like, no. You're gonna pay for this.
It always seems like DFW Sports has the.
We even had Nate Lowe, our Gold Glove Award winner, at the game.
Yeah,
didn't matter.
It always seems like we're on this end of sports where. Out of 2,487 times, there's only been one loss, and it was our team.
Yeah.
It always feels like they were 664 Oof. And one in these situations, and it's always our team.
Why are we cursed? Why is it our city?
Because we accepted.
What did Boston do so well?
Yeah.
Their fans for the longest time were racist. Maybe some of them still kind of are. But. Jake Otten, like, I'm just looking at from the factual evidence
all
that
right,
feeds
yeah.
into
right,
this.
What do right. the Lakers do? Move from Minnesota to L.A., and then every player wants to play in gold and purple. It's not even like a pretty-looking color scheme.
Jake Ottinger, I'm trying to look at the cold, hard facts to change my mind, but Jake Ottinger, 10-1 with a .941 save percentage in the last month of the season. Last night, 0-1 with a .733 save percentage.
It was rust. Oh, it was 5 days off.
It went up because I think when the fourth goal went in, it was just below 60%.
It was just five.
So they had like almost a 50-50 chance of shooting it on goal and scoring.
Yes, I believe he had 4 goals allowed and 5 saves at the time of that fourth goal. It was pretty terrible.
The from the 817. The Stars game, they say the Stars game was their fault. They never watch hockey, but wanted to participate last night, and they promised not to watch any more hockey.
Mike had never been to a playoff
never
hockey
been
game.
To a playoff
Mike,
game.
The last two playoff game, Stars playoff games, this show has attended. They've been demolished by the Las Vegas
oh,
Knights.
Oh, no.
The so you're saying if I get invited tomorrow night,
no.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Because I'm 0-1?
You're 0-1. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
the
you
Rangers
should go to 3 and see how it works.
The Rangers are 3-2 when I broadcast their games.
All right. Like, that's better.
I am trying to keep this record. I want to see what their record is.
You win 3 out of 5 games in the AL West every time. You're going to run away with this division.
From the 682, we're not cursed. We're winning the Cup, the NBA thing, and the Super Bowl. From the 817, hold on. This doesn't seem to him why in the world of golf, I don't. That's a different one. Sorry.
You proofread these ahead of time?
Absolutely not.
I actually sent that prayer out, but it was sacrificing the Cowboys Super Bowls. Jokes on the gods. I'm switching teams. They're rooting for the Commanders now. So.
What? Yeah. Of all teams?
Yeah. Hey, did Dirk leave at halftime? Nobody's saying anything. What did Dirk ever do to you? But I'm just wondering, did Dirk at halftime go, I'm not watching this Shlomo Glickstein performance?
I'm proud of you for staying the whole game. And what I really hope was going to happen was the Stars were going to win so we could run down your text-by-text breakdown of the game.
I'll tell you what, even though when you're way away from the ice, still really cold.
That was one of his complaints.
The whole building, as soon as you open the door.
It is cold.
You're like, yes. Man, did you take
a hat? Does the ice melt underneath the Mavs games? It's not that cold at the Mavs games. Well, just because you put some rubber over the ice, it's not as cold?
No, these are good points that he's making right now. Make that. Yep. Mm-hmm. I stand by that.
Like, I feel like it should melt.
It probably does melt a little bit.
I don't think it should. It's not good.
Wait, what?
You just said it should, and then you said you don't think it should.
Well, here's my theory. Mm-hmm. We've had issues at the old Boston Garden because of stuff like that. It warps the wood and the court and everything. And so I'm just thinking, the Mavs games, they have it at like 72 degrees in the building. Last night, I'm going to guess it's 60. I don't know. What do they keep the American Airlines Center at?
Giant thermostat.
Why does the thermostat have to be giant?
I will tell you this, Reggie. I'm not kidding. In my mind, the size of the thermostat is proportionate to the size of the structure.
And do you feel like it's the big one where you don't set the number? Yeah, you have to find the right marker?
I realize that is very, very, very unlikely. But I like that they have to get up on a ladder and pull the thing down. And
should I? I hate saying
you
this.
You dummy, you didn't put it on auto.
Because we're talking about being cursed. I've gone to 2 Stars games this year. They lost to Colorado, and they lost to Vegas last night.
That's when you made your decision that Colorado will never be able to beat them. You saw them, and you're like, I've seen them.
Yep. And I watched them on television, too. I wore my Hockey Mike hoodie to both of these games. Is that Hockey Mike hoodie cursed?
Switch it up. You need to wear it at home and not at the game.
I was thinking about, after the end of the first period,
taking it off,
buying a Miro jersey. Because he was really playing crappy, and I thought, what a better way to celebrate Miro playing like crap in the first period than buying his jersey.
I thought it was because he was your favorite player.
Supposedly he's going to be around the longest, and he's the most consistent. And he is
a good player. Yesterday might not have been his
Maybe
best
he
game.
Partied before the game. I don't know.
And you know what?
But those are $230. They're not made of that premium quality.
But they are sweaters, and you did say you were cold.
Good point.
But they're not even thick sweaters.
From the 806.
They're made of jersey material. Call it a jersey.
I agree with this. You know what's weird? You've gotten into hockey. You seem to hate so many things about hockey, though.
So he's doing it right, right?
That's fair. I blame myself for falling in this trap. Everybody knows the next DFW title is coming in 2035. Why are we so worked up? It's science. Let's take a look at the facts. 1999, the Dallas Stars win a title. 12 years later, the Mavericks win the title in 2011. 12 years later, again, the Rangers win the title in 2023. Logically, 12 years later in 2035, the Cowboys will win.
And here's how it works, Kevin.
Change the team.
Here's how this works. Jerry Jones.
He goes all in 35.
Made his deal back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. For 3 titles in 4 years. 3 times 4, 12. Every 12 years, your city gets another title.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also made that deal saying, I'll never ask for anything again. And
you made it to that sentence, and I'm proud of you.
I know. I was very nervous about that sentence.
I had no clue what was going to come out of your mouth.
It got there.
Was that always the ending point of that sentence?
It landed. I was trying to remember how Jerry said it, but he said, I'll never ask for anything again if I can get a title without Jimmy Johnson being the coach, because I know Jimmy did everything and everybody knows it, and I want people to pretend that it didn't really happen that way. Mm-hmm. And so he got one with Barry Switzer watching the football games, and everybody knows it was still Jimmy's guys, and all 50 guys on the team have admitted it was Jimmy's team. It was never Barry's team. Barry had nothing to do with this. We just had to carry over what Jimmy did, and Jerry had nothing to do with any of us really being on the team. But so that one didn't really satisfy Jerry the way he thought it was going to satisfy Jerry, but he already made the deal with you know who. And so now we are in the situation we're in until football is no more.
Now, I have one more alternate thing I want to throw out there.
I got all that stuff, by the way.
I have pooped myself.
Wow.
I'm not a liar.
It's so aggressive.
That's what you wanted to throw out there, right?
That is not.
You really wanted people to know that you weren't lying about that.
I do want to tell the story behind that.
Why did you want to tell the truth on that so much?
Do we have to look to Devin Booker, surprising voice of reason?
What?
Oh, you're just going to make Mike's day terrible today, aren't you?
He said, after the Suns lost to the Clippers, quote, "I'm not saying we're going to win the next four games, but there was a lot of overreacting after we lost game one." That was last year. "It's just a series. So you lose one game, not the end of the world. Could we potentially be overreacting to these losses by the Mavs and the Stars?"
Not at all. Because I'm going to go back to Devin Booker. Remember what him and All-State financial advisor Chris Paul said after they swept us in the first two games in Phoenix? Like, Luka, and all that stuff. And then what happened? We won four out of the next five and won 112-3, I think, in the game seven as Devin Booker crapped himself all over the court.
All right, somebody who didn't crap themselves is a player I know you like, Connor McDavid. Did you see last night? He had five assists.
I didn't see it. I was at the Stars game.
Sure. He was the first player with five assists in a playoff game since 1998.
Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know that to be the case, but just for the record, Connor McDavid was born in 1997. So almost his entire lifetime, nobody had ever done it. But then he came along, and here we are.
And look, Vegas did the right thing. They avoided Edmonton so they could play our softies.
Yeah.
We're soft. We are soft. We are tissue paper to Vegas.
We are finesse.
They know
team.
We won't fight back.
We're finesse.
And they know when we do, it will be in such a illegal, violent way that then the person will get thrown out of the game and suspended.
Jamie Benn from last year?
Yeah, that was the one time they fought back last year. And yesterday, they're like, hey, let's not touch him, okay?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you fear this generation of sports fans could be swallowed up by gambling? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to talk about gambling in just one second. I want to know where y'all fall on sports gambling, pro or con, maybe somewhere in between. But in the meantime, I just want to have an opportunity to talk again about how the Lakers lost. Let's go to LeBron James talking about specifically why they lost.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
What are we doing here?
What are they doing, Corey?
Kind of like when James Harden, we should have reviewed that one when Harden took the three.
I think they should give LeBron James more power in that league.
What he's doing is he
sarcasm?
Is he politicking? Is that what that is? Like he's politicking for the next game?
Particularly,
or?
I didn't think he was in this.
It's gonna be
game.
Funny
I
if one of the excuses. Lakers hits a guy in Jokic's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, there you go, replay center.
They got it right this time."
I really did think in this moment he was just upset that they lost a game that they had no business losing. Like this was a game they controlled most of the way, certainly for the first three quarters. Shouldn't have lost. I thought it was just frustration as opposed to give me more power, but that was just my take on it. All right. You ready for gambling talk?
I love gambling.
No, you don't.
You're right. I hate gambling.
So,
who's your favorite gambler that you know?
Kenny Rogers.
Got to know when to hold him.
No when to hold him.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
But that I respect.
Chris Moneymaker.
Well. Yeah. This article, because we've been kicking this around for a couple weeks.
I'm interested in this topic because it is gambling overload in sports
okay.
Right now.
And that's what pushed it back to the forefront. Because there was an article a couple weeks ago, is either The Athletic or The Ringer. I'm pretty sure it was The Athletic. is talking about this generation of sports fan being swallowed up by gambling. I'm not saying like nobody had ever gambled on sports before, but it's so present on everything. Like, remember the biggest gambling nod you used to get was Al Michaels goes, "Oh, I bet a lot of people cared about that field goal." And now it's like all you have, whether it's advanced analytics or statistics that you can get on Amazon, whether it's just run of the mill, whether it's that this is brought to you in, you know, the sports book stadium or whatever, it is everywhere.
Are more gamblers profiting than before, or does it balance out because such the new gamblers are all, so many new gamblers are coming in?
If it's just across the board, there's a reason they keep building new.
It's a losing proposition.
Yeah. The house always wins. So, not to just barrage you with cliches. Sorry, Corey.
Well, I'm just kind of curious if with all these analytics and all this other information, if there are people that, like, we have more profiting guys, but because there's more massive amount of people with access to it, that you still get a huge amount of people that are losing.
And that's the argument I would make. I bet there's 50% more people who are profiting. But I bet there's 90% more people that are losing because there are still so many casual gamers as well.
If you are into sports, and especially if you're young, they make the product go with Jamie Foxx. I'm not blaming Jamie Foxx. It's MGM. If you watch games, they make you think if you're not gambling on sports, you're not part of us. You are a moron on the outside of the inside world of sports.
And you're definitely not having fun either,
right? You're not having fun doing it. You should gamble on everything. Every sporting event you watch, if you're not gambling.
You could be best friends with Kevin Garnett if you're gambling together.
It used to be the opposite, right? If you're gambling. Yeah. You're really not. You have an addiction. Your brain is addicted to something, and you need to try to get help and get that fixed. And now it's the total opposite. If you're not gambling, you are not doing this correctly, because they are every second of every show, of every commercial, unless you have Cialis or something. I feel like that's the other big one too. If you have some sort of skin disease. Then that's the other one they're really pushing.
Cialis.
What's the one where they're showing all
psoriasis?
Psoriasis.
Yeah. I think Cialis is when the older couple sitting in the two separate baths.
That's right.
The
other,
hands. There's three things: gambling. You have a dysfunction at nighttime, I guess.
Yes.
And then you have some sort of skin issue that you need to take care of. But I just feel like it's too much. But it's not going back because they're making so much money.
Yesterday during Crosstalk, I looked up. Erin Dolan is on ESPN. She's very pretty, and they put her specifically so you will look at her and listen to what she says about gambling. Next to her is our buddy Dan Orlovsky, who we have a dartboard of right here. And he's up there giving his opinion on something. And now I'm having a problem deciding, is he a guy that's talking about his opinion on something and I should trust it?
Yeah.
And is that opinion going to be the same later about something that's a bet? And or which one's bet, which one's opinion on these, and which one, like, how often do they cross paths and they aren't the same?
And it gets real dicey, not necessarily in the opinion space, but in the newsbreaker space, because they're all in the same building. Yes. They're all under the same company. And so we've seen this with Sham Sharani in particular, as he is a newsbreaker, but directly works with a company that's, you know, FanDuel or what, I don't remember if it's FanDuel or DraftKings. And you start wondering, how much is there overlap? Does that affect what happens here? And the integrity, or at least the perceived integrity of these things, is what these things are built on, right? We have to believe that this is not wrestling, that this is not predetermined, because that really breaks the whole foundation of this.
Mike, you're just pointing to it. Under every single, on the bottom line, under every single game, they'll give you, like, the start time, and then they'll give you the betting odds.
Yep, on the over-unders, what the favorite is. And that used to not be a thing. So if you're in your 20s and you're listening, thank you. You have grown up in this environment. This just didn't happen this year, but I'd say right around COVID time, it's just blown up ever since after COVID. Because all of a sudden people started, I think, gambling more in all types of different ways. Whether it was with
cards, bro, blue.
With stocks, with Bitcoin, with NFTs, right? Everything started blowing up because we weren't maybe as active, our lives weren't as busy, and we're like, well, what can I do with this free time? And it was like, you know, there was this thing that clicked in sports, and they were losing money because they weren't playing as many games and they couldn't have fans at the games. They said, all right, we're going all in. Instead of us pushing them away, we now have teams in Vegas. Let's go all in on this. Let's. And you're running into major issues with players in all the sports.
Okay. I want to stop there for just one second then. Do you think we will get to a point where, like, look, I get it. Pete Rose was a big name. And that's why him getting banished from baseball was a big deal. In addition to, but
other players, not major leaguers, have been banished from baseball.
Yeah.
We just don't care because they were minor leaguers betting on games.
So what I'm curious, though, is Jonte Porter banished from the NBA or banned from the NBA. Do you think you're going to start to see a lot more of this? Because you saw a ton of NFL-based gambling suspensions last year. Now, some will argue it's because they were not totally familiar with the rules. I'm going to argue the rules will keep evolving or new opportunities will keep presenting themselves that will hurt you against the rules. Are we just going to start seeing way more suspensions like this?
I don't know way more, but more, yes. Okay. I do think what's going to happen is, I'll just give an example. I'll just take a baseball player, for example. I think that they're going to get so used to gambling on football and UFC and basketball and hockey, and they're going to have an addiction. And they're going to lose. Most of us lose over time. We can have big wins, but we're going to have enough losses to offset the wins. And that's just what's going to happen. And does that person get into a little bit of an issue and they go, the sport I know is the sport I play.
Man, I made a couple.
And I can probably make more money or pay this debt off by just one game.
You're right. You'll do something inside your brain, even though this is wrong, and you can get banished from baseball forever and other sports forever. You go, I won't bet on my team.
Yeah.
I'll bet on this because I know this guy. I know this, and I have inside information. And then your brain goes, this is what we do in senning, is we go, well, I'll just cross this line, but I won't cross this line. But once you cross that line, which is bad enough,
I'll just not bet on myself.
Now you'll cross the next line saying, but I won't cross that line. And then all of a sudden you find yourself down the path. If you don't get caught, you find yourself, you've crossed every line you said you wouldn't cross.
And David Aldridge reported that at least one NBA team specifically added an extra security guard because of gambling, I guess, belligerence or like feedback, as people would talk about, not just like, oh, I don't like you. They'd be like, you screwed me on this parlay.
Oh, yeah,
blah,
I see
blah,
it,
blah.
Yeah.
And so at least one NBA team has said, we got to add extra security. And then I want to go back to something Mike said, because here's a couple of examples. You know, you see like Tom Brady in these commercials, Vince Vaughn, you bet $5, you can get $150 deposited in your account. Or new player, whatever you deposit, they'll match it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's matched in like funds that are only available if you bet or you play games, or you can't just be like, I bet I put in $150. Now I have 300. I'll take the 300. Like, you have to play it through. And their guess is it's kind of a loss leader sort of situation, right? Like, I'll give you this to get you in the door, but I have a feeling I'll more than make my money up with it.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. That absolutely happens.
I mean, I hate saying this, but when we used to do the betting with Bassick, to me, it made games that I don't care about more fun. Chicago versus Detroit. We're looking at it going, gosh, I think Detroit can win this game by more than 6 points. And all of a sudden, a game that I really didn't care that much about, I'm paying attention to.
Sure.
And luckily for me, I don't have that, whatever the brain, however it's wired, luckily I have things that are wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm not like the best person in the world by far. I'm not close to it.
Not for real.
But
what?
What?
Oh, what are you doing right now?
I was just agreeing with
you. But I don't have the trait of, I'm going to bet $10,000 on this because I need $10,000, with it being a less, whether it's 50-50 or not, but people do.
I have that trait.
And so they will ruin their lives, and we see it on a daily basis. And sometimes it's drugs, sometimes it's sex, sometimes it's gambling. And it seems like, to this segment, we've now made gambling more an okay thing to do.
Does it remind
to possibly ruin your life, because we make it look like it'll make your life better.
Does it remind you of alcohol at all? Because on the bottom of the alcohol commercials, just like on the bottom of the gambling commercials in the tiny print, it's like, oh, hey, if you got a problem, this too. But like, if you drink this beer, this girl is definitely going to hook up with you. If you place this bet, because Tom Brady said, you're going to have all of the money. Also, if you have a problem, call us.
Smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And you can be.
Yeah, I don't want to make it seem like it's just betting that does this. This just seems to be the next iteration of, hey, what could be problematic for you, but
let's
throw it out there.
Then you have to ask yourself, if you're a big-time gambler, do you like sports?
Or do you just like gambling? And then the other thing we didn't even really really dive into is, where do you draw the line versus people who are like, hey, it could ruin your life, but you're an adult. You have to make your own decisions along the way. Because that is a constant fight about a variety of things.
That's the freedom that you have.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Excellent job, fellas. Thank you very much for that. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this the most ridiculous, bold prediction possible for the NFL draft?
We'll do it next. I bet it is.
Right here on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third down and 11 at the 19. McCord over the middle. Harrison Jr. again down the sideline. Maserati Marr.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Get ready. It's almost all-in time for Jerry Jones at noon.
Are the Cowboys going to go all-in on their press conference? Are people going to go all-in against Tom Brady on Sunday, May the 5th, live on Netflix?
Is that when he comes back to the NFL?
I would love to see
He's getting roasted, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never watched one of these.
You never watched a roast?
No.
So the Comedy Central ones.
I hear the highlights of them.
The Comedy Central ones, Kevin, I think they're some hits, some misses for sure. This is Netflix with Kevin Hart hosting. And so that's a little different. I think Kevin Hart nails it.
Kevin Hart said his true height is 5'5". If he has sneakers on. And I'm like, but then that's not your true height.
He's a comedian, Kevin. That's why he said that.
Hey,
it's a funny joke.
I watched Kevin Hart, doing his Manning cast on the Philadelphia play-in game. I'd like to give that a score of an F-.
Oh, no.
Hey, you're a comedian. Be funny. He was like trying to analyze the game with no background of having analytical experience of a basketball game, and then he had two friends on, and one of them was just a moron.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, you know, it's like your irritating friend that everything's wrong with everybody.
Yes.
And
you know what? Brandon told me about one of his friends that was like that. I was like, oh no. And he goes, man, just like something. I didn't realize it permeated that early in life.
But anyways, and I guess he's doing it again. Kevin Hart is. I would recommend not watching it because I am a Kevin Hart fan. I thought it was going to be good, and it was as bad of a telecast of anything I've ever seen sports-wise.
Now, We're going to move into the no joke zone for a second, but it's not a sad story. You just probably shouldn't joke about it. So I believe yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Pat Tillman's death. So at the NFL draft this weekend, because he was picked number 226 in the 1998 draft, a couple of Tillman scholars are going to announce pick number 226 in honor of Pat Tillman, and just think that that is super cool.
That is, I mean, like, right in line with the NFL, and like their takes on these things. There are very specific things that they go after and support, and they're like almost impenetrable. And the armed forces, something like this, absolutely one of them.
I think it's going to be a delightful moment. The very first, or the first class of Tillman scholars, one of them is from that Jeremy Glastetter. He is an Army veteran. And so, cool things being done by people in the world. I just thought that that was really nice. On the flip side, I don't know how much you care. The Arlington Renegades lost to the Houston Rednecks 17-9. They're now 0-4.
The Houston what?
This season. Roughnecks?
Everybody makes the playoffs, though, right?
Did I say the wrong thing?
Uh-huh.
You said Rednecks.
Oh, sorry.
I thought it was a joke.
I'm sorry. I'm not as good as Kevin Hart. Roughnecks.
If directions to your house include turn off the paved road.
Might be a Houston Redneck.
You might be a Redneck.
You did say that. And I was like,
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was like,
I thought that was the name of their team, honestly.
Roughnecks.
I was like, who knows?
Roughnecks.
Shows how much Corey and I are really paying attention to this thing.
If you got more trucks up on cinder blocks than wheels, you might be a Houston fan.
Wow, dude.
Just kidding.
People in Houston probably are very upset about
Roughnecks.
That.
All right. Well, Reggie,
does every team make the playoffs?
Everybody knows I'm a Redneck.
So does it matter if you win or lose in the regular season?
It does matter if you win or lose in the regular season. So
okay.
My apologies to the Houston people. That was just an accident. 0-4 for the Renegades. Let's go from that to, is this the most ridiculous bold prediction thus far for the 2024 draft? I take you to the Bleacher Report. Their bold prediction is that the Dallas Cowboys will trade into the top 10 for a pass catcher.
For a receiver?
Yes.
What? That is a very bold prediction.
That is a very bold prediction.
Because it's not something of need, and then they would probably be getting rid of something that could help fill their roster out.
Christopher Knox, like, who threw that out there.
The only reason you would be doing that is because you're really leveraging against CeeDee. You're like, you know what, CeeDee? We know you are your best. But we're drafting your replacement, and we're going to move on from you because we don't want to pay you, which I could see, but that's so far-fetched from the Cowboys.
Cowboys would have to give up their second-round pick, third-round pick, and that still wouldn't be enough.
And Dak would still be the quarterback with whoever that young receiver is.
Is that the worst pre-draft bold prediction?
I haven't seen all the pre-draft bold predictions, but that one's a pretty poor one, yes.
Okay.
I just don't see that happening. Losing draft picks in an attempt to move up and getting a receiver is not what the Cowboys need.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, Mike, stop. Stop.
Because you just want to watch it all burn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need no water.
They're not. They're just going to take an offensive lineman at 24, and everybody's going to be happy or sad. And then we're going to talk to Steven and Jerry on Friday, and they're going to be happy with the pick. And then they're going to take a linebacker and a running back on day two.
Day two, yeah.
And then day three, they're going to fill out the rest of their picks and then go Cowboys.
I will tell you that Steven Jones says something that actually made a whole lot of sense to me last week when he said, everybody has different boards, and in some cases, really different boards. And that's why everyone is so pumped.
We got our guy.
After the draft, you're like, no. My talent evaluators say we did the best.
Yeah.
My Heine, there's no way in the world all 32 teams come out of a draft going, killed it, did a great job.
They all do. They're all high-fiving.
No, they're
like, this is great.
That's what they say to us.
We got our guys.
How many times have we done fantasy drafts? And there were multiple times where you had a guy that you really wanted, and you're just like, I got a dude there. He's on my team. I hope he outperforms maybe what I was thinking. But dang it, there were three times today that if this, and this would have fallen this way, I would have felt so great about today. So, no, they're lying. Steven is a professional liar. That's part of his job.
Well, the Patriots might be in the same boat because they said they haven't received a, quote, serious offer for the third pick. Word is they have a really high asking price for the third pick. So maybe other teams thought it was a serious offer and they were like, no.
So it's like when you try to go to a car dealership and you're like, I'll give you $1,000 for that car. And they're like, this is a $75,000 car, okay, sir.
Let me ask you a question.
And you're like, let's start our negotiations then.
Let me ask you real quick if this is a jerk move. Sometimes if I see things on eBay that are so shockingly out of whack with what they should be, I will, like, something selling for $150 and this person's like $600 or best offer, I'll send them a best offer of like $80, something like that.
What do they say in reply?
Get the automatic rejection.
Oh, no.
But I always like the ones where it's like, we've set your offer. And I was like, that means that person has to look at that offer and hopefully.
You need to reply to those people that are rejecting it automatically and say, I thought this was a negotiation. What is eBay?
Okay.
It's a website.
Well, you're asking them.
That's a good point. The Chiefs,
the seller,
have re-upped. Just
ask them the question. You give them an offer of $80 and then say, what is eBay?
You say, I thought this was a negotiation. Oh. What is eBay?
They're going to be like, this person is not going to pay me if I accept their offer.
Yeah, they do not have $80. The Chiefs gave an extension to their GM, their president, and probably most noteworthy for us, their head coach. Andy Reid is set to be the highest paid coach in the NFL. Tom Pelissero says the deal runs through 2029.
Good for him. That's good.
You think he sees the end of it?
2029. We're currently in 20.
Yes.
We have an election here coming up in November.
I did not factor that part in. Oh, you're saying is the world going to end? Will he coach those seasons?
My guess.
This is the most important election of our time, I believe.
My guess is that we still have the world in 2029.
Okay. Do you think he'll still be coaching if the world still exists?
Is it post-apocalyptic or?
Ooh.
Are we going to have football in the post-apocalypse?
Football will never die, Kevin.
Look, hey, I've already told you guys on if I think I'm really dying or not.
Just happened?
He thinks the world's going to end before he dies. He said this multiple times.
I think Jesus is coming back in my time as long as I don't die soon.
Oh, I thought this was an entirely different
conversation. No.
We're good.
There.
Long as I don't die soon.
But then I have had the question, will sports still exist?
I think so. I think we'll still want to enjoy competitive sports against each other in our little burgs.
After the apocalypse?
Yeah. You can't just spend all the time fighting against each other.
I hope
cabbage.
I never get to find out if you're right or not. I don't want to be there for that.
Oh, look at that. They're growing crops. It's time to invade. Come on. Let's just share the crops.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Dead. Coming up next, does anyone have the guts to ask that question during the Dallas Cowboys pre-draft press conference?
Here we go. All in, baby.
We will hear
2024
from Jerry and Company next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.